Human Rights 360 Statement on Allegations in the Press, the 22nd of November 2022. Share on Facebook, share on Twitter. We are both surprised and outraged at the uproar caused today by an unsigned press article regarding the funding and operation of our organization, Human Rights 360. Reproduced by some Greek media citing a source and a chunky file with findings of an alleged investigation, about which, up to now, our organization hasn't been notified or informed. The article in question presents inaccurate information and false claims by distorting real data posted on our website, as an annual report of our action. Human Rights 360 expressly and unequivocally declares that the information included in this article is inaccurate and incorrect. Citing just one illustrative example in relation to what the article refers to, Human Rights 360, following a competitive process, was selected by the EEA Grants, on 19 February 2019, to act as a fund manager for the Local Development and Poverty Reduction, and Asylum and Migration, programs, for the period 2019-2024. Taking on this role is very important for us, because on the one hand it gives us the opportunity to use our many years of expertise in the field and to develop collaborations with both public bodies and civil society organizations, international and local, and on the other hand it creates valuable experience in funding management, which is a key pillar of the organization. The result of the exemplary management of the programs is the perfect implementation of 11 projects to date, a detailed report on the financial data of which is regularly given to the donor. Furthermore, we are accountable for all our programs and seek transparency by any means. We have established strict audit mechanisms, such as the annual outsourcing of the audit of our finances in the area of programs and their management. Reports accompanying the development of our projects are published each year, and our annual action report, as well as audited financial statements and those of independent chartered accountants, are sent to our entire donor base, governmental and non-governmental. All this is available at our official website as well as to any other interested party. It is at least sad and worrying that this blind attack on an NGO does not only target the specific organization but the collective expression of solidarity by the civil society. This is another episode from the well-known witch hunt of at least the last decade, which aims to discredit the work of non-governmental organizations using a populist narrative. Human Rights 360, with a sense of responsibility towards our beneficiaries as well as our partners and donors, will continue to defend our action with transparency and accountability, clarifying any misleading claim.